Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little band from Texas bringing us back. Billy, Dusty, and Frank. That's a little ZZ Top. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We're glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with John Bradbury, 9-year member of our Brain Trust, managing partner of Entrepreneurial Performance Labs, EPL, author of The 6 Secrets to Startup Success, and a great program that they've developed on entrepreneurship. John, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. It's so we assess and strengthen entrepreneurial talent. And so for us, that means we look at someone's readiness, someone's fit, meaning there are different types of roles available in almost any venture. And how do you bring your strengths to the table in a way that works best for the venture? And then performance, are you bringing your A game every day? And we've had a series of business school programs where we would go into the classroom and work with aspiring entrepreneurs and have them take an assessment tool that we've built. And we finally put it into digital form. So now it's a completely virtual program. And
why is it important to assess people? Why is it important to assess people for their entrepreneurship? Is this so that they learn about themselves before they start a business, and they know where to fill in the gaps, or is it to scare the bejeebers out of them so they won't do it? I mean, that's, you know, one of the things I do on the show. I'll be honest with you, John, mm-hmm. I don't mind saying it. Part of my job here is to make sure that if you're not cut out to be a small business owner, you clock in tomorrow, because it ain't for everybody.
Completely. So several of the comments you just made are actually the reason that we believe in assessment. So first of all, assessment is not the final word. It's not sacred. It's actually a way to generate valuable data points, and it's a mirror for a person to take an honest look at themselves. And they, you know, the person being assessed, the aspiring founder or the actual business owner, they're ultimately the person who has to make sense of and reflect on the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a key reason that we've talked about in the past quite a bit is so many people who go down the entrepreneurial path and make that leap, they fall in love with a business idea. Mm-hmm. They become attached. Emotionally attached to a product mm-hmm. or a cool idea. And so this is a way to put some objectivity into the equation and have them come up for air, take a breath, and really understand what it takes, what it requires to execute on the idea, to test it, experiment with it, and understand how well they match up with that.
Well, I'll tell you, this assessment would have helped me, I'm sure, if I would have listened to it, if I would have believed it. I'm so hard headed. I might have, you know, that's going to be the biggest problem for folks. But I had to learn some things about myself, John, and I made some mistakes because of some things I didn't know about myself, and I had to make payments on those mistakes. I mean, real payments, I learned that there were certain things about me that created, well, for example, I was capable of making things happen that were not meant to be. I was so tenacious and persevered mm-hmm. so much. I was willing to work so hard. I believed in it so much, and I was enough of a problem solver that I would get things out of my way that were preventing me from doing it. And then it turns out it was that the world was trying to tell me, Jim, wasn't meant to be. I think that's the challenge for entrepreneurs, isn't it? Because for every one of those, there's another one where a good thing wouldn't have happened had you not persevered. You know, entrepreneurship is nothing if not perseverance, isn't it?
It's all about staying calm and staying in the game, stamina.
And that's the trick. And I think this is why I'm excited about your assessment, is because it'll help people. The go, no go. In my opinion, that's the trick, John. When to go, when to not go. I think not knowing when to shut it down, and that's the hardest thing for an entrepreneur, isn't it? Whether it be a product or a company.
It is, or to change direction and not squander all your precious capital on an idea that the market is saying, hey, this is not working.
Right.
And so it's a series of, in a sense, kind of placing smaller bets in the early days before you invest or put all your eggs in one basket and, you know, make an unforgiving strategy, which means that if this strategy doesn't work, you're going to be out of money and out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot to do with ego and, realizing that just because you care about this so much doesn't mean the world does.
Well, no, that's exactly right. Go ahead, John. Last thoughts before we go to a break.
Perseverance is absolutely key. As long as you have your eyes wide open and you're able to adapt, you can. The longer you stay in the game, and the studies all show, the longer you stay alive, the greater your chances of success.
Yeah,
in fact, they go up exponentially.
Every day that goes by, there's no question, because you learn something that day that will help you the next day. John, how do we find out about your assessment? Where do we go?
This is a bit of a long. A site name, but it's learn.startupclarityproject.com.
Learn.startupclarityproject.com. If I can say it, you can remember it, folks.
Correct.
20 Tintail, right back with John Bradbury after the break. Stay with us. Come on, the rising wind. We're
going up around the bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.